This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. We've all heard a lot about building walls lately, but there's one in Kansas City that's been built, torn down, and rebuilt five times just this year. It's a 100-ton art project that's been blocking traffic and building friendships as it's saddled up to a glass building where, today, it stops. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
Think of a long, twisting wall full of mischief.
It is in all sorts of ways an anti-wall. It's an errant. It's a wall gone rogue.
Andy Goldsworthy, an artist famous for outdoor sculptures with rocks and wood, is the guy behind the walking wall.
It doesn't follow boundaries, borders. It crosses them. It connects things. It does everything walls normally don't.
Like moving one rock at a time. Workers built the first leg of this wall in March using rough limestone from the Kansas Flint Hills. They started in the north lot across from the Nelson Adkins Art Museum, then began tearing down the wall back to front and rebuilding it stone by stone right across Rock Hill Road.
It is inconvenient, and it's been in the nature of this wall not to behave.
By mid-summer, the wall had hopped another stone wall and squiggled up to block a museum entrance.
But this was where I got the most vociferous reaction.
It was hot.
And people walked across here aiming for the air conditioning of the Nelson Adkins, and there's this wall in their way. And the anger.
But this wall is getting a ton of love from people like Laurel Hughes, a local painter.
I like to come up every morning, yes. I love the wall. I love the energy. I love the whole project.
A lot of people do. Just Monday morning, visitors from Texas, New Jersey, and Alaska milled around looking at it. And lots of Kansas City residents have built this wall into their lives. Tempe Ellsbury, an elegant ballet dancer dressed to the nines, walks up carrying her infant son.
You know, when he was a baby, we would come and visit and see how it's progressing. And it kind of paralleled how he's progressing. You know, he was sitting and now he's standing on the wall and he actually put a stone in the wall. And they're so sweet, they encourage it.
People stopping to watch the wall being built have gotten to know the builders and Goldsworthy.
That's Rick there. He's the postman. He comes every day.
Rick Krupko leans on the wall chatting with Drea DiCarlo about what makes this sculpture in progress so great.
I think the movement is it. A wall is a wall, but the fact that a wall that actually moves, kind of like a slinky, you know, the back of it turns into the front of it, it's simple but also fascinating.
So I don't know. What's just really incredible is just the act of labor that it takes and consistency and precision and craft. It really is a well-made wall.
Built, in fact, by some of the best in the world.
So, a good wall, you should never pick a stone up twice.
Gordon Wilton is a super good waller. Dry Stone Walling Association of Great Britain champion. Twice.
The secret is picking the right one up in the first place. If you pick a stone up and put it down, you're wasting time.
When Wilton and the other two experienced builders fit stones into this wall, they're meant to stay put. Even if the ground shifts, there's no mortar, so the wall can bend without breaking. But today, Goldsworthy says construction on the wall will stop. Wilton and the crew will build a short section inside the block building at the Nelson Museum that will appear to connect to the rest of the permanent wall outside through a window.
It's when you stand inside to see a small fragment inside a museum and you know there's a much bigger story outside, that's the lesson. That's what I think people should reflect upon.
That everything in a museum is just the tip of some long, maybe tortured, maybe sweet path that took it there. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.